Yecheskel Perak Mem Zion Pasuk Yud Ches. Leonish Nasarino Harav Avram Nasana Ben Rav Shlomo Rufu Shalema. For those need Rufu Shalema, a shorter one today because we're really kind of hustling through the borders, not knowing exactly, putting our fingers on exactly how this map is going to work. Remember, we're dividing Eretz Yisrael into 12 horizontal strips, not the same size as the original boundaries of the borders for each Shevet as given in the Torah, because this is a redivision, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already pointed out, I never promised you the permanent area that you had before. Don't think you're just going to move back in, especially the 10 tribes. But they'll be back too. Ufa'as Kadim, we did the northern border last time, now the eastern side, Mibein Chavron, Mibein Damasek. It's between Chavron and Damascus, Mibein HaGilad, Mibein Eretz Yisrael, and between Gilad and the land of Israel, that's Hayarden, that's the Jordan. Megvul al Hayom Kadmoni Tamodu, from the border by the eastern sea shall you measure. Ve'ispa Askodima, this is the eastern side. So the eastern boundary, despite the fact that this is the future, and we would think, oh, Klal Yisrael is going to take over the whole world, and the whole Middle East will belong to us. We are still including borders of Eretz Canaan. We're still talking about the ancestral homeland that a certain mayoral candidate in New York says is not owned by the Jews since time immemorial. We are talking about Eretz Yisrael proper. We're not getting greedy just because the Mashiach came. We are, Eretz Yisrael is where we belong. That's where the Beis HaMikdash is. Thank you for Syria, but no thanks. Not so interested. So we're ending at the Yarden. And there is no Transjordan. We're not putting 2.5 Shvatim on the other side of the Yarden. Sorry, we don't do that anymore. We don't play that way as we once did. Nope, 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 nope. We're all staying in Eretz Yisrael proper, where we belong. Only Eretz Canaan, says Rashi. The borders demarcated in the Torah also do not include the Transjordan. Between Chavron and Damascus is a little further out, not including us. That's all stuff on the eastern side of the Jordan. We're not interested in it. Now, Yotes, Ufas Negev Teimona, the southern side. So we did the northern side, the eastern side, the southern side. We're progressing in a square. The southern side is Mitamar ad Me Merivas Kadesh. From Tamar until the waters of Merivas Kadesh, that's in Midbar Tzin, as we know from the Torah. Nachala El Hayam Hagadol. And then that continues on until the Great Sea. It's the stream that falls into the Great Sea, the Yam HaGadol. The Eis Pa'as Teimona Negba. And this is the southern side. Please excuse the ringing. Pasachaf Ufa'as Yam. So once we did the northern, eastern, and southern border, now we do the western border. Hayam HaGadol. That's an easy one. The western side is the Great Sea, the Mediterranean. Migvul ad nochach levo chamos. From the border until opposite the road leading to Chamos, zos pe'as yam. This is the western side. So the road leading to Chamos from the southern quarter, that's the stream of Egypt. All the way up until the northwestern corner, which is Mount Har. So these are borders that we had in the Torah and still have, not including the Transjordan area, not including Eber LeYarden, because we don't need Eber LeYarden anymore. This time, all 12 are going to do the right thing and be on the correct side of the Yarden River. Chaf Aleph, V'chilaktem Es Haaretz, and you will divide this land, Hazos, Lochem L'Shevtei Yisrael, among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. So, all 12 Shvatim are going to get a portion. And this is a very big deal, considering that 10 out of the 12 Shvatim have been vanished for lo these many millennia already at this point. Well, this is good stuff. Hashem owns the land forever. He entrusts the land to our care and management, says Rav Shamshon Farl Hirsch. But it doesn't come to us by our choice or calculation. Theodore Herzl notwithstanding, Uganda would not have done. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned for us. Chabez v'haya tapilu osa b'nachala Lochem. And that will be what you allot as a heritage for yourselves. Ulehagerim hagorim hagorim sochechem. And for the strangers who dwell in your midst. So we're going to have gerim, even in the future. Asher holidu vanim besochechem. will beget sons in your midst. So we're going to have gerim. We're going to have strangers. We're going to have people. And these strangers, Rabbi Breuer suggests, are the strangers who embraced Judaism while Klal Yisrael was in exile. So the argument then would be, hey, why should these gerim have any chelik or nachala? It doesn't belong to them, it belongs to us. What shevet were they in? Their gerim. So we answer, our Kadosh Baruch Hu counts them as part of Shiftei Yisrael as well. That is a super key point, since we all have the tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to straighten out all the yichus situations. What happens to the gerim? There have been thousands of them. Gerei Tzedek, maybe millions over the course of thousands of years. Are they less deserving of land in the post-Mashiach Eretz Yisrael than those of us luckily enough to be JBB, Jewish by birth? Don't worry about them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're also going to get. They will be to you as citizens among the children of Israel. They are going to, with you, inherit the inheritance in the midst of the tribes of Israel. And we have a little shout out to that by virtue of the fact that a ger can daven Shemona Esrei and says, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. And there's a little machlokus about that halachically. Can a ger say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu? Yechezkel makes it very clear that yes, original members of Klal Yisrael do not have anything over these newbies who came in only 2,000-3,000 years ago. Finally, Chaf Gimel, v'hayav ha-shevet asher gar ha-ger ito, and it will be in the tribe with whom the stranger is living, who became a ger in exile within that shevet. So right now we're all intermingled. We don't know which shevet we belong to, but even these gerim belong to a shevet. Sham titnu nachaloson um Hashem Elokim. There you will give in as an inheritance, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he embraced Judaism in the midst of a shevet that one might not think accepts him as a co-equal member, but he does. He becomes a member of Dan, a member of Asher, a member of Naphtali. And maybe more embraced, considering that he chose it sometime over the last several thousand years of rootlessness and persecution and stayed with us. Avada, he's got to have an inheritance in the land as well when this incredible time comes. Next time, the last parak of Yechezkel. We've worked very hard to get here, and we will see as we move on.